Hey, Jess.
Morning, Jess.
Morning, morning. Now, what have we got this week? Sam, we're starting with you.
That's right. What have
you found for us? What have you got to sacrifice on the altar of streaming services this week?
That is a very nice metaphor. I have a sketch comedy show on ABC iView called Fancy Boy.
Fancy Boy.
Yeah, it's a great name. And you got to love ABC, how they're supporting Australian comedy.
Absolutely.
And Fancy Boy is probably my favourite example. It's made up of five comics from the late night club scene in Melbourne, where they got together and performed sketches that were a bit risque, politically incorrect. And that definitely carries over to the show. It is not for the faint-hearted.
Yep.
It doesn't back away from violence or profanity.
Ooh.
Although it adds a really intense twist to all of these like random surreal sketches.
Okay.
Like an Uber driver who ends up shooting off into space for no reason.
Okay. So this is a show for mummy and daddy and not the kids.
Yeah. You want to watch this with the family. But it is a very funny show. It uses it's not just violence for the sake of it, you know, it's really used in a really thoughtful way, actually.
Okay.
A lot of the time it's egging on like the shadier aspects of pop culture. There are conspiracy theories, there's kidnappers, there's racists.
Oh, Lord.
But the surreal nature of the show still makes it feel very, very apolitical.
All right.
Yeah, so it's not taking a stance or anything. The writing is just great and mind-bending at times. But I think the acting really shines.
Okay.
There's one sketch with some Aussies at this dark, insanely weird bar, and they're trying to convince an American that drop bears, those koalas that come down and kill you, that they're real.
Yeah.
But they all seem strangely, uncomfortably committed to this cause.
Okay.
And it does end in a death.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, it is a comedy show at heart. It will elicit belly laughs. But it's often like the tension between completely out there and just funny that makes it cool. It is cool. It puts you on edge, and you know, since it's sketch comedy, absolutely nothing is off limits.
Yeah.
You don't know what to expect in each episode.
And it's on iView, so it's my favorite four-letter word. It's free.
Yeah, it's completely free. No ads at all. There's only six episodes, around half an hour each, but there's a ton of stuff. One episode covers so much ground that you'll probably just need a while to digest it.
Okay, so this is something that you can take a week to watch, sort of.
Yeah, maybe an episode every day, and maybe not binge it.
It is a long weekend this weekend.
It is.
So you could start with a few today,
yeah,
a few tomorrow.
Yeah, just ease your way through.
Go down that yellow brick road nice and slowly and enjoy the journey.
Find out if it's for you, as long as you're not easily offended. Cool. I totally recommend that.
Excellent. So Fancy Boy on iView.
Fancy Boy, yeah.
Fancy Boy. Now, speaking of fancy boys, Chris, what have you got this week?
Hi, I'm the fanciest of boys.
You're the fanciest of boys,
and
I know.
I have an album by a band called Cowboy Junkies.
Okay.
And it's their second album, The Trinity Session.
Yeah.
So basically, they're a Canadian country folk band.
Yep.
And The Trinity Session was recorded and released in 1988.
Wow.
Yeah. And what makes it so special is that it was recorded over a single day.
What?
At this church in Toronto called the Church of the Holy Trinity.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it was recorded live and the band was just gathered around the one microphone.
Wow.
So it's just really kind of...
That's special.
Raw and special. Yeah,
and
definitely.
It doesn't sound really terrible.
No, not at all.
Wow.
So like they kind of started with just the vocalist.
Okay.
And then gradually brought in more musicians.
Oh my gosh.
So the album starts pretty quietly and then gets a little louder. I mean, it's not a loud album, but it definitely gets a little louder as it goes on.
That's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And because it's a really old church, so it was built in the 1800s, it's this old stone Gothic building, the church kind of becomes like a band member. Like you can hear the acoustics. Exactly.
Yeah,
and the reverb and stuff. And quirky story, they pretended they were a Christian band called the Timmins Family Singers, recording a Christmas special for radio so they could get permission to use the church.
Okay.
Oh,
Jesus.
Very literally.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a cool backstory.
Yeah, definitely.
The church must have got quite a shock when they started actually recording it, though.
Yeah, it must have, right?
But they're there. You can't kick them out.
Yeah. Although it must have gone okay because 25 years later, they went back to the church and revisited the Trinity sessions.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
these guys
the church
are cool.
must have been all right with it.
Yeah, I like definitely. These guys.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So is it all kind of what genre?
It'd be kind of folk/alternative country. It's a mixture of like original songs, covers, and traditional songs.
Oh my gosh.
So like traditional in terms of like ones that were written kind of in the 1800s and nobody knows who the author was.
And
they arranged those.
Wow.
And then there's some covers. There's an Elvis cover.
These people are really cool.
Yeah, they are.
A cool band.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I very recently have discovered that I like country music. That was a big shock to me.
Great shock.
But no, listening to Bob with all kinds of country, which comes on 5 to 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I really like country music.
Okay.
Which shocked me in many ways, and it took a while to process and come to terms with, but I'm a pretty big country music fan now.
Awesome.
So this sounds like an album for me.
It is.
Folky,
it is.
Country.
It's, yeah. It's
easy listening.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
What is that Elvis cover exactly?
It's Blue Moon. So
I love that song.
Of that. They kind of rewrite it. So it's like Blue Moon song for Elvis. They use the chorus.
Beautiful.
It's very like, it's kind of mournful and very like, quiet and still and intimate. It's a wonderful, wonderful cover.
This sounds like the most perfect album to be still.
It's a very still album. That is the perfect. If you had to sum it up in one word, it's still.
This is your ultimate like bonus day album. I always like to call public holiday days bonus days because it's kind of like you get an extra day to play with.
Yeah.
So this is your perfect bonus day album.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh
I agree.
My God.
You could meditate to this album.
It sounds so amazing. The creativity of people to do things like record in a church.
Exactly, and do it over one day.
Completely lie about recording in a church. And it just makes it all a little bit more special, don't you think? It all just makes it a little bit more fun.
It definitely
when you think
does.
About what must have been going through their heads while recording and the whole aesthetic of the kind of those cathedral ceilings.
Yeah.
And, I'm so on board.
Yeah.
I'm very on board with both of these.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, boys, before we go, I don't often chime in with a find for Swimming Upstream, but I've got to really quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I started a new podcast this week that has consumed my life. It's on. I'm listening to it on the podcast app on my iPhone, so iPodcasts or whatever they call it. But I'm pretty sure it's available almost everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's called Homecoming. It is a radio drama, which I haven't really engaged with on too many levels before. It's done by a company called Gimlet Media. It stars some like ridiculously big names for some reason.
Oh.
So, Catherine Keener, who was in Get Out and a few other films. You've got Oscar Isaac, who is in the latest Star Wars film. He plays Poe Devereaux in the new Star Wars films.
Oh.
And then David Schwimmer, who was Ross from Friends.
That's an odd appearance.
It's like the weirdest combination of human beings. And it's all about a military facility and this initiative called the Homecoming Initiative and how they work with soldiers. And it's very like spies and mystery. Not spies so much, but mystery and drama. And
that sounds crazy.
It's incredible. I think the first season is only 7 episodes and then it's another 7 for the second season.
Awesome.
And what they did though that was really clever was to accompany each episode in the first season, they would then release a reading list of books that they thought would complement it really nicely, which people loved.
Wow.
So then for the second season, which was only recorded this year, I'm a bit late to the party. Mm. I'm tardy to the party. They've actually done a short story in a serialized chapters, a serialized short story that they released with each podcast as it was released, so you can have kind of as you're experiencing the world of Homecoming in like a different light through a character that isn't so involved in the actual podcast. It is blowing my mind how amazing
that is.
This
so cool.
Is.
Yeah, it's really cool when they actually like experiment with like two different forms of media.
Different genres.
Yeah, definitely.
And the idea of a radio play and modernizing it from that old, you know, War of the Worlds style radio play.
Exactly.
It's kind of all experienced through overheard conversations and phone calls and memos and recorded therapy sessions. Like it is honestly one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to.
Yeah, the radio drama's coming back.
So and it's totally bingeable. This is the most bingeable podcast I've listened to as well.
Okay.
I sat in my car for an extra 20 minutes yesterday when I got home because I wanted to listen to the end of the episode and I was only and they're really short episodes too. They're only like 25-30 minute episodes, so you get through them really, really quickly. Anyway, that is my piece, and I'm gonna leave it there because
that's cool.
But I had to bring it up.
No,
it's
definitely
so cool. So
we've got three for some.
We've got three.
Well, it's a long
things.
Weekend. I feel like we need a little extra.
Yeah, exactly.
You can smash through these on your long weekend. So you've got Fancy Boy on ABC iView, a fantastic sketch comedy show. We've got the Trinity Sessions from Cowboy Junkies. That is a album.
Yeah, it's on Spotify. Yep.
Nice. And then you've got Homecoming, a podcast streaming on pretty much all podcast services.
Yeah. Lovely.
Awesome.
Oh my God. I'll put all the details on the podcast at the end of the show. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks.